I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to 5 things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hey guys, welcome back. Today, I thought I'll speak to you about a subject I consider myself an expert in. Now, of course, a lifetime is not enough to know any subject, but I've been studying this for 3 years, and just to give you some perspective, an MD is 3 years. Most master's degrees are just 2 years. Now, I don't know how many of you know this, but I have a pretty popular Instagram page called Soda Pop Love. I started it about 3 years ago, right after my master's in dentistry, and have managed to grow it to 35,000 followers. Now, along the way, I've learned a long list of skills that primarily include marketing, social media growth, and personal branding. So much so that it's allowed me to start a business to help other businesses to grow their social media presence. Of course, I understand that 35,000 is not like I'm the next Miss Malini, and yet, social proof matters. Time and time again, people come to me and ask about how to grow a page on social media, whether family and friends, or strangers, or even haters. Of course, they try to ask about it most casually and offhandedly, and it's fine. But what I find funny is that they actually expect me to give 3 years of knowledge, experience, and research in 3 sentences. I wish it were that simple. It would have meant many nights of peaceful sleep for me. Anywho, in today's episode, I'm going to try to simplify Instagram for you and give you some easy tips that would help you grow your presence on social media. Why Instagram? Well, other than the fact that that's my area of expertise, I also believe that it's the easiest way to get yourself out there to a large audience pretty easily. If you're a small business owner or a coach, then these should definitely help you. And if you're a personal brand or an influencer, these would help with some tweaking. So let's get into it. First, we'll be identifying the target client or audience. Now, this is the primary step of your business structure. Whether it's for marketing or for building your product, this should be the absolute core or the foundation of your business. But even more so for marketing and especially social media marketing. I'm going to explain to you why a target client is important over the next few steps, and in each step, you will find that this is the thing that you will go back to. So how do you do this? Well, you think of the person that you're going to be helping and what problem you're solving for them through either your service or your business. You need to get really detailed about this. You need to know the age, the sex, the lifestyle, probably even the job, the salary structure of the person, everything. As detailed as you can make it would benefit you. It would help you to structure your pricing packages, your pricing points. It'll help you to develop your product, and it'll help you to target your marketing in a way that will actually convert the people that you get in front of. Now, let's get into your Instagram page. Right on top, on the left-hand corner, you will find your profile photo and the Instagram bio. Now, your Instagram bio is going to be the most important thing, because whenever someone searches for something, your name could potentially be one of those that pops up, right? So your bio acts like a mini SEO kind of a thing, you can say, especially your name. So if your business has something, you need to add what it does as well. So suppose you're a restaurant that makes only vegan food or only fitness healthy foods, then it should be the name of your restaurant. And with a slash or some spaces, you can do healthy foods, vegan foods, whatever the category is, the broad category is. Next, your bio should very clearly dictate what your business address is. What are you doing with your business? Who are you helping? What problem are you solving? So this is called a mission statement. And for me, it very clearly states that I help small businesses and coaches to achieve and amplify their online social media presence. And lastly, your bio should have a clear call to action, whether it's follow our page for more tips, whether it's go to our website, whether it's check out the menu by clicking on this link, whatever it is, it needs to be very clear so that when a person reads it, your audience, you are able to direct your audience to the next step wherever it is that you want them to go. Third, let's talk about the content you should be creating. And again, your target client should be the primary inspiration for this. Now, whether your content is motivating or educating or entertaining, whatever it is that it's doing, it should be targeted at the client's target problem. Either you're making fun of it, that you know, like how Happy Dent came out with those ads where the guy would have chewing gum and then his smile would become so bright like a tube light. That's entertainment. That's an entertainment marketing content. Whether you're motivating someone, like suppose it's a gym and you're showing a before and after of transformation that's happened that you've helped some client with. That's motivational. And educational is when you're giving tips, like suppose you have an organic skincare brand and someone with the acne has come to you or with dry skin has come to you. You can tell them how to use your products to help your skin problems. So you're providing value to your client and addressing their pain points or addressing their problems, and you are the one providing the solution to them. This helps to build a trust factor, which your client, when they're ready to purchase, they will look at your products and then buy from you. So my advice would be to make it as relatable as possible to your client. Whatever category, whether you choose humor to express it, whether you choose education, whether you choose fact, whatever your method of expression is, try to make it as relatable as possible to your target client. And lastly, use all real estate of Instagram. I cannot express this enough. I'm guilty of not doing it, but it really and truly is the best practice. So use your photos. Your feed should be nicely curated. Use your stories. It should be a more raw, behind the scenes type of a look, so you don't even have to do up your hair and makeup or anything. Just get on camera and start talking about what you did today, what your post was about, what is the backstory, all of that. What your struggles are that helped you to create this product so that other people won't have to go through this problem. Next is engagement. Now, a couple of years ago, all you had to do was post your photo and people would come flooding to your page with likes and comments and all of that. But as Instagram has gotten more and more and more crowded, it becomes difficult for the smaller accounts' posts to get out there. So what you need to do is to get engagement, you need to give engagement. Go to places where you know that your target clients are hanging out and go and comment over there, like over there, speak to people, reach out to people. Whenever you come across an account that you like, just leave them a nice comment and they're sure to come back, check out your page, probably reciprocate, DM some people. The more you interact on social media, the better reciprocation you will get. It's called social media for a reason. You need to be social on it. So the fifth point is hashtags. And this, I think, is the biggest enigma for people. And I'm here to try to simplify it and break it down for you so that you can understand. Now, hashtags are the SEO of Instagram, which means that it helps Instagram to categorize whatever post you're putting out. Suppose I bought new pants and I want to show 3 ways of styling it. So I put that on, make a video of it or take 3 photos of it and post it on Instagram. Then what? So in my hashtags, I can do style tips, hashtag 3 ways to wear pants, hashtag trousers, hashtag style of the day, outfit of the day, 3 ways to wear something, multi-purpose garment, stuff like that. So what this does is it helps Instagram to categorize your piece of content and then it'll push it out to people who are interested particularly in that topic. And Instagram, as you know, is already collecting data. It knows what we are scrolling through, what posts we're liking, what posts we're commenting on, what we're sharing, what we're saving, all of that. Instagram keeps track. And the next time you go onto Instagram, it'll have changed, the algorithm will have changed the entire feed to show you what you were seeing last time. More of that will come your way. So for you to simplify that for Instagram, you need to use hashtags that are really, really clear and specific. Now, one mistake that I see people doing is that they'll pick up a hashtag and they'll just do hashtag fashion, hashtag trousers. Don't do that. Research your hashtags. If you have 100 followers and you are using a hashtag that has over 1 million posts, your post is not going to show up on that hashtag, unfortunately. You need to be really, really clear and specific with the hashtags that you use. You need to use smaller hashtags where your post has a chance to be seen. So if you have followers in the hundreds, then you should definitely not be posting in a hashtag that has more than 50,000 posts. So those are the 5 ways that you can improve your Instagram game. And trust me, it wasn't in 3 sentences, but I've really, really tried to simplify the way Instagram works. And I sincerely hope that you guys are able to change your Instagram game and do better with it for your businesses. Now, of course, social media is very time consuming. It can suck out a huge chunk of your day. So be very mindful of your time. Especially when your page starts to grow, it becomes really addictive to go back there and keep seeing how a post is performing, what is happening, who's commenting, who's liking, and then you go and check out those pages that have liked and commented and engaged with your post. But do try to be mindful of your time. You are running a business and that is what your focus should be. This is one part of it. So allot a certain time of the day for this and stick to that. Try not to procrastinate, because trust me, I've been a huge victim of this and still continue to be. And so on that note, I'm going to sign off and see you guys next week. Bye. So now that the episode is recorded, I'm jumping on real quick to let you guys know that I have a new Instagram page called sodapoplove.social, where I'm sharing all tips and tricks about Instagram, Facebook, and also about branding and personal branding. So follow me there and I'll see you guys.
So, that's it from me. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my show to stay up to date with all the upcoming episodes. There are some fun ones lined up. To listen to more interesting podcasts about various topics, do log on to hdsmartcast.com. And you can also share your thoughts and suggestions about today's episode on Instagram at theraithsoda.pop.love and Twitter at @soda_pop_love or at @HDSmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.